I would like to call the animal control hearings for the city of Palm Coast, Florida to order at 1:02 p.m. Today is Tuesday, August 4th, 2015. Welcome to the city of Palm Coast animal control hearings. My name is Jennifer Nix, and I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I would like to briefly outline the format for these proceedings. This is a public hearing. These proceedings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence shall not apply. The fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and shall be recorded. There is no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as docketed unless otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will first speak, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have your opportunity to speak and present information. I do not have authority to provide for any payment plan type of arrangement, and I'm unaware of whether the city offers same, so I would ask that you please direct any such questions to city staff. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you via mail. I would ask that anyone who is here and will provide testimony please stand and raise their right hand.
Thank you.
Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony that you're going to give this afternoon will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self-God?
I do.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and get started. The first item after the call to order here in our announcement is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have for approval the June 2nd, 2015 minutes. And okay, and those are approved as presented. And as far as the order of the cases, Judy, I'll let you, however you would like to present them with the ones that are remaining.
Okay, we'll start with agenda item number 2.
Okay.
Case number 2015-060-937, City of Palm Coast versus Eduardo Hidalgo. 41 Bellier Drive, who had a neutered dog named AJ. The license tag expired April 25th, 2015. The rabies expired June 7th of 2015. We mailed them a first notice on January 29th, second notice on May 6th. We issued a citation, which was posted on June 23rd, mailed on certified mail June 24th. They did not claim it.
Okay.
It came back to the city. We posted for the hearing on July 14th and mailed it out certified and regular on July 15th. There are no results from that. They still have not picked it up from the post office. A notice was left there.
Okay.
So the city, we need the $5 license tag fee and current rabies certificate, and the city recommends that if they don't take care of this within 7 days, that the $75 citation stands.
Okay. And I have had a chance to review all the evidence in advance of this hearing, so thank you again for providing that.
And I'd like
calendar
to call it into,
Oh, are you talking about all the evidence that you're moving in as a composite exhibit?
Right, that's it.
Okay.
Composite exhibit.
A1. Okay. All right, well then what I'll do is, I'll go ahead, having reviewed all of the evidence and information, both, in advance of the hearing and then as presented by yourself, I will find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Eduardo Hidalgo owned and still owns the animal AJ, the neutered dog. I will find that Mr. Hidalgo is found to have violated Section 8-51A and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof with the earlier mentioned dates noted relative to the expiration of the licensee on certification, those being April 25th, 2015 for the license, and the rabies expired June 7th, 2015. Pardon me. I did review the notices sent by city staff. Thank you. I noticed that there was, of course, the first notice, the January 29th date, and then the May 6th, and I believe it was the May 6th that's in the binder, correct?
Correct.
Letter.
Correct.
And I did notice that while the January letter is not in the binder, so I'm not sure what it says, the second letter that was sent does indeed mention all of the information appropriate pursuant to statute, and that it was sent at least 45 days before the citation issued. So.
Correct.
Okay, so, all right, just to continue, Mr. Hidalgo did not assert a right to a hearing today. There's actually no one in the audience for today's hearings. And to date, I'll find that Mr. Hidalgo has not, of course, paid the animal registration fee of $5 or provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. The penalty of $75 for a first-time offense is appropriate. And let's see, Mr. Hidalgo must, I'm going to say that he must pay the animal registration fee on or before, I'll say August 18th to give him 2 weeks just by the time he would receive his order.
Okay.
So I'll say August 18th if he provides a current rabies certificate and pays the $5 to obtain an animal license, the $75 citation will not be imposed. However, if this is not done by August 18th, there will be a $75 fine, which will issue by virtue of the order from today's hearing. And Mr. Hidalgo will still be ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 and to obtain and provide proof of rabies vaccination to the city. And that's final action by the city for Mr. Hidalgo for case number 2. And moving on to, looks like agenda item number 5.
Correct. Carol and Robert Van Warmer, 44 Bickford Drive versus City of Palm Coast Animal Control. They have a dog named Bowser who's neutered. The license tag expired April 27th of 2014. This is a second offense.
Okay.
With a $100 citation. The first notice was mailed January 29th. The second notice was mailed May 6th. Citation was posted on June 23rd and mailed certified June 24th. The hearing was posted, the hearing was served in hand to Carol Van Warmer on July 14th, and she was asked if she still owns Bowser, and she replied yes.
Okay.
The rabies are current, but the license tag has expired. So the city recommends a current to provide $5 for a current license tag by August 18th.
Okay.
And the city feels that the citation should stand. Whether they get the current license or not, because this is a second offense, they still have not gotten last year's license tag.
And while I have reviewed the information and would have found anyways that notice was appropriate as to the hearing and the citation because of the information that's provided in here, what was the actual hearing notice that you served to her in hand? Did she
correct.
State an intent to pay anything? Or you may not know because it would have been a...
It was just hearsay of what she said, so...
Okay. She's just curious. Mm-hmm. All right.
Since I didn't hear it
right.
myself.
Okay.
Yeah, and the letter clearly, I just want to reference it for a moment, because I seem to recall it having, as it does, present information about basically this having resulted in a $75 citation and a lien the first time. So it would seem to me that the Van Wormers are well aware of the process.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Especially because it's a second offense. I think what I'm going to do with this one is, instead of imposing it immediately, I'm going to give her a shorter time frame. She just has 7 days. If it's not paid within today's the 4th, the 11th, then the $100 citation is going to stand. So we'll go ahead and go through my findings real quick. As stated, city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings. Ms. Carol and Robert Van Wormer, who are not present for the hearing today, I'll find that they still own the animal, as they had advised staff of this. They're found to have violated Section 8-51A, and I'll find that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The animal license expired on April 27th, 2015. And to date, they have not paid for an updated animal registration fee. The penalty of $100 for a second time offense is appropriate. And the Van Wormers, Carol and Robert Van Wormer, must pay the $5 animal license fee to the city on or before August 11th. And if they do so, that fine will not be imposed. However, if they do not do so by August 11th, they must still pay the applicable animal license fee of $5, and the fine of $100 will be imposed by virtue of today's order. And this is the final action by the city as to the Van Wormer case agenda item number 5.
Case number 20150609 52, City of Palm Coast versus Elizabeth Ricardo, 23A Farnell Lane. Bear, a male dog, whose license tag expired April 3rd of 2015. The rabies expired March 23rd of 2015. First notice was mailed January 29th. Second notice mailed May 6th. Citation was posted June 23rd and mailed June 24th. It came back as unclaimed. The hearing was posted July 14th and mailed certified July 15th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. You can see in your paperwork.
Right.
I did receive a phone call from Ms. Ricardo on the 28th of July. She said that the dog is 15 years old, and I explained to her that if she gets a letter from the vet saying that they do not recommend rabies anymore, then that is more than acceptable.
Right.
And we have not heard from her since then. So
okay.
The city recommends until the 18th.
Okay.
To provide a letter from the vet and $10 license tag fee. If not, then the $75 citation to stand.
Okay. All right. And as with the others, I've of course gone over the information in advance. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings as to Elizabeth Ricardo. I'll find that Ms. Ricardo owned and still owns the animal Bear, a male dog, at the address of 23A Farnell Lane. Ms. Ricardo is found to have violated Section 8-51A, and the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof, with the dates of expiration of the license being April 3rd, 2015, and the rabies being March 23rd, 2015. Ms. Ricardo did not assert her right to a hearing today. Pardon me. The penalty of $75 for a first-time offense is appropriate, as they have not paid for the animal license registration fee or provided the necessary paperwork to the city to date. I'm going to find that Ms. Ricardo must honor before August 18th. Provide the city with a $10 animal license fee, as bear is not spayed or neutered, and as well as provide the necessary rabies paperwork to the city, or as explained by staff, something acceptable in lieu thereof. If this is not done by August 18th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and Ms. Ricardo will be further ordered to still pay the applicable animal license fee of $10 and obtain and provide the rabies vaccination to the city. And that's final action to the city as to Elizabeth Ricardo.
Number 2015-060963, City of Palm Coast versus Crystal Stauffer, 74 Luther Drive, a neutered dog, Benson, whose license tag expired April 4th, 2015. The rabies tag also expired April 4th of 2015. We mailed the first notice on January 29th. The second notice was mailed on May 6th. The citation was posted on June 23rd and mailed certified and regular on June 24th. It came back as unclaimed. The hearing was posted July 14th and mailed certified and regular July 15th. We have no, a notice was left, but it still has not been claimed at the post office. I did receive a phone call. I'm sorry, I did not receive a phone call. We received via the mail the license tag fee, but no current rabies. So we did call and left a message stating that we required current rabies and have not heard from her. So the city recommends current rabies certificate.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. By August 18th. If not, then the $75 citation to stand, since this is the main
right
point.
Gotcha. Okay. And for the purposes of the record, Crystal Stauffer is not here, nor anyone on her behalf. And I'll just go ahead and go through my findings with this one. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings. Again, I reviewed everything in advance of this hearing. I'll find that Crystal Stauffer owned and still owns the animal, Benson, the neutered dog, at 74 Luther Drive in Palm Coast. The license expired on April 4th, 2015. Let's see, the tag fee of $5 was received, but no current rabies was received. And because of that, as both have to be in compliance here, Ms. Stauffer, I'll find that she has violated Section 8-51A and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Let's see. To date, Crystal Stauffer has not provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. The $75 fee for a first-time offense was appropriate. Crystal Stauffer must meet the following requirements on or before August 18th. And that is to obtain a rabies certificate and provide that to the city. If it's done by August 18th, the fine will not be imposed. However, if Ms. Stauffer does not meet the requirements, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and she will still be further ordered to obtain and provide the rabies vaccination to the city. And this is the final action by the city as to Ms. Stauffer.
Agenda item 41, case number 2015-060774, City of Palm Coast versus Kino Walter. 107A Yulian Trail. who owns a dog named Lucy, who is spayed. The license tag expired April 27th of 2015. The rabies certificate is still good until September 20th of 2015. We mailed the first notice on January 29th, second notice on May 6th. A citation was posted on June 24th and mailed certified and regular on June 25th. It came back as unclaimed from the post office. The notice of hearing was posted on July 14th, and she called that same day and said that she will submit. As of today, she has not. So the city suggests a $5 license tag fee due by August 18th. If not, then the $75 citation to stand.
And again, this one, the rabies doesn't expire until September 20th, so it's just the license.
Correct.
Okay. As to Ms. Kina Walter, who, again, for the record, is not here and no one's here on her behalf, go ahead and send her an order as to this matter. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings. That Ms. Kina Walter owned and still owns the animal, Lucy, the spayed dog, at 107A Julian Trail, Palm Coast, Florida. Ms. Walter is found to have violated Section 8-51A of the City Code of the City of Palm Coast, and the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Ms. Walter did not assert her right to a hearing, and to date, Ms. Walter has not paid the animal registration fee of $5 for Lucy the spayed dog. The penalty of $75 for the citation is appropriate. Ms. Walter must meet the following requirements on or before August 18th, and that is simply to pay the $5 animal license fee to the City of Palm Coast as the rabies certificate is current at this time. If this $5 B is received by the city by August 18th, the fine will not be imposed. If Ms. Walter does not meet the requirements by August 18th, however, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of the order from today's hearing, and she will be further ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5. And that's a final action by the city as to this matter.
Two more. Okay. Actually, the same person. Agenda item 44, case number 2015-060-896, City of Palm Coast versus Veronica Rocco. Okay. 18 Zonal Court. Isis, a spayed dog. His license tag expired April 22nd of 2015. The rabies is still good until next year. The issue. First notice was mailed January 29th. Second notice mailed May 6th. Citation was posted on June 22nd and mailed certified and regular on June 23rd. It was signed for by V. Rocco. Notice of hearing was posted July 13th and mailed certified and regular July 14th. And it was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible.
Okay.
City recommends $5 by August 18th. If we did not receive it by then the $75 citation should stand.
Okay, and this is the first case she has of ISIS, the spayed dog, you said?
Correct.
Okay. Again, for the record, no respondents or anyone on their behalf are present at today's hearings, including Ms. Veronica Rocco. Go ahead and enter my findings in order as to her first case here, which is 2015-060-896. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Ms. Veronica Rocco owned and still owns the animal, and she resides at 18 Zonal Court, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164. Ms. Rocco violated Section 8-51A, and the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Ms. Rocco did not assert her right to a hearing today, and to date, Ms. Rocco has not paid the animal registration fee of $5 to the city of Palm Coast. The rabies certificate is current, so that's not an issue as to this particular hearing. The penalty of $75 for the first time offense was appropriate, and Ms. Rocco must meet the following requirements on or before August 18th. And that is simply to submit the $5 animal license fee. If this is done by August 18th, the fine will not be imposed. However, if Ms. Rocco does not meet the requirements by or before August 18th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and she will still be ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 to the city of Palm Coast.
Great.
And that is a final action by the city as to agenda item 44 with Ms. Rocco. Just to note, I noticed that the parcel number was included, but it's a different name, so I don't know if she lives with a family member, but I don't think that will be included in that on my order. Just to note it, because the... the name of the owner, while it has the same last name, Rocco, it's Marion. And I wouldn't...
Where's
the thing? Did it not put on yours? I'll show you mine.
Huh.
Oh. So maybe it's on the other side of the first.
Marianus Rocco.
So I just figured I'd mention that to you. So you didn't wonder later when you received the orders.
Okay.
Whether or not I forgot it.
Okay.
But it's just that it's a different name.
Okie doke.
Okay, and then it looks like we're on to Ms. Rocco again for agenda number 45.
Case number 20150060897, the City of Palm Coast versus Veronica Rocco, 18 Zonal Court. Spayed dog named Trinity. This license tag expired April 22nd, 2015. The rabies is still good until next year. First notice was mailed January 29th. Second notice was mailed May 6th. Citation was posted on June 22nd, mailed certified and regular. June 23rd, signed for by B. Rocco. The hearing was posted on July 13th and mailed certified and regular July 14th. It was signed for, the signature is unintelligible. City recommends $5 by August 18th. If not, then the $75 citation to stand.
Okay. And again, for the record, Ms. Veronica Rocco is not present, nor is anyone purporting to be here on her behalf. Okay, and this is for case number 2015-060897. I'll find that the city staff met all notice requirements for these animal control proceedings. I'll find that Ms. Rocco owned and still owns the animal Trinity, a spayed dog. And Ms. Rocco is found to have violated Section 8-51A of the City Code of the City of Palm Coast. And I find that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Ms. Rocco did not assert her right to a hearing today. To date, Ms. Rocco has not paid the animal registration fee of $5. The rabies certificate is current in this matter, so that's not an issue. The penalty of $75 for a first-time offense was appropriate. Ms. Rocco must meet the following requirements on or before August 18th, and that is to pay the $5 animal license fee for Trinity's spayed dog to the city. If this is done by August 18th, the fine will not be imposed. However, if Ms. Rocco does not meet the requirements by August 18th of paying the $5 to the city for the animal license fee, the $75 citation will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and Ms. Rocco will be further ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 for Trinity, the spayed dog. And that's a final action by the city. Okay. That went fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that being it for the hearings, any unfinished business?
None to report.
Me neither. Old business?
None to report.
Not me either. New business?
None to report.
All right. None here either. There being no audience members or other staff, no one else has anything to report either. The next meeting will be here in the singing room, which is 160 Cypress Point Parkway, Suite B106, Palm Coast, Florida 32164. The next hearing date is October 6th at 1 p.m. And hearing no other business and seeing nothing else on the agenda, I'll go ahead and adjourn today's hearings at 1:33 p.m.